podcast has changed my life.
Dan, it's lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be met.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.
This is not funny!
Well, I mean, the golden mic that, was it Alan? No, not Alan Jones. It was John Laws famously had the golden mic.
Now that is inarguably a status move.
You can't look at it any other way, really.
There's no denying that is a status move.
Especially because I think it wasn't like someone gave him the golden mic, like the keys to the city.
Yeah, he probably had to, in a meeting, go, you know, lot on this week. We obviously need to talk about the construction of the Anzac Bridge or whatever. Yep. Also, I've been around for a while. What do we think about a golden microphone?
And they were probably like, John, we have a lot on at the moment. We have a lot of targets. You might have to handle the golden mic situation.
Oh, so you think that he went to like a trophy shop and said, could you make a trophy in the shape of a microphone, like a casing that I can put over an actual microphone?
Yeah, I think so, potentially. Because I can't see an employer being, of all the things you have to worry about as an employer, like you have responsibilities, like you have to provide a safe workspace, adequate breaks, all the functioning things.
Water cooler.
Exactly. Water cooler. But
and don't even get me started on the refilling of the water cooler.
Exactly. I mean, that would send shivers up my spine if I was an office manager.
You know what sent shivers up my spine is if I'd accidentally dropped some of the water from the water cooler down my back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. And that would also be
shivers down my spine. Sorry. I take back what I said. That wouldn't be shivers down up my spine. It would be shivers down my spine.
No, but then if the water dried, but it was still cool on the surface of your skin, you could get shivers up your spine. I know that term is mainly used for like if you're scared or you see something unsettling. Yep. But
or if you drop something down your spine that is quite cold.
Yeah, exactly. But then I'm saying that would be shivers down your spine, but then later on it could go
back
up.
If the moisture at the bottom of your spine had accumulated and hadn't like gone away, hadn't evaporated, but the top bit had now warmed, there would be some coldness at the bottom of your spine, which could start a chain reaction up your spine.
Up the top of your spine,
starting some shivers up your spine from the shivers that went down your spine.
Yeah, so it's gone down and up, which arguably is worse than...
And these are the kinds of problems... This is why it's so hard running a workplace.
Of course, right. So with all that in mind, thinking about all that, which would keep you up at night, I don't think you would have time to do a gold-plated microphone for one of your radio hosts.
Because, I think if in a perfect world... the manager of a workplace such as a radio station would obviously not love to be going around and getting a golden thing for one of their hosts. However, if it's their best talent, this is the guy. He brings in so much money.
The golden
power dynamic slowly shifts, right?
Yes.
And all of a sudden they can start showing up late. They can start not coming to certain meetings. They can start doing less work here or there as long as they're performing in the thing that makes them the money. They can start being ruder to people. You have to tolerate it. And at some point, the power dynamic shifts and gets to a point where it's like, I got to get this guy a golden microphone.
Yeah, that's scary to think that. Mm-hmm. That at that point, that does become the main priority in the office place is getting this psychopath.
I mean, if he's demanding it.
Yeah, but I think
he would have to demand it. He couldn't be like, what do we think about a golden mic? He'd have to be like, I am now a golden microphone man. And I demand it by next Monday. Get it on my desk. That kind of attitude. And then maybe you'd be forced to.
Then you'd have to do it. I don't know. I can't imagine. I don't know John Laws. At all.
He seems like a nice guy to me.
He does seem like a lovely fellow.
I don't know if that's true. I don't think he seems pretty cranky.
The few things I know about him, I know the golden microphone.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, talkback radio. He was a big talkback radio guy. Mm-hmm. And the cash for comment saga. There was, do you remember
was
that?
Him?
There was, I think that was him. And he
obviously they're getting paid, bro. What are you thinking? What the hell? What was? Why was that a revelation? That's just the changing nature of media. Can I say the other phenomenon here with John Laws? Because those are the only things I know as well. I do feel like this is what happens when you come of age and you only get abreast of someone, you only become familiar with them during the kind of twilight of their career.
Yeah, you don't
when
get
their
to...
output isn't as strong as perhaps it must have been, but they've got all the decorations associated with absolute greatness. So they're actually kind of like a boring old man, but they have a golden microphone. You're like, get this guy out of here.
Yeah, this guy shouldn't be around. And that isn't that one of the strange things of like the circle of life? And that's why I think people focus on legacy, but maybe it's a misstep because you can never truly hold your legacy. Because even you can be John Laws, who arguably is still performing at a very high level, but he will be so disinteresting and nothing to a newer generation that weren't there for the other stuff.
It's like when you're watching like rugby league or something. I remember this feeling when I was a child. All the commentators and stuff would be just blokes, and I'm like, and they'd be really opinionated and, you know, a lot of screen time. I'd be like, get back to the game, whatever. And my dad would be like, you know, that guy, he was fantastic in the 80s. And I'm like, I don't care.
And it's also
I want to watch Fittler.
Yeah,
you know? But now Fittler is the commentator. Fittler's and I'm like, guy. He was a great, fantastic to see him there.
That's why I'm always like, especially using the football analogy, when it's like, they're like, oh, the best player I ever played with was Billy No Legs, who he could do the most amazing. And then you see highlights of him and everyone's like 5 foot two and a twig. Yeah. And you're like, I don't think this guy was good at all. Like, and they're like, you don't know what it was like back then. He could do amazing. And I'm like, I think he would get destroyed.
I watched a few videos. I get a bit of a sense of what it was like.
I reckon a 6 foot eight Islander guy would kill him now, personally.
I think it's not really that hard. And similarly, I suppose back to John Laws, even just the, I suppose the nature of the entertainment medium of like talkback, I suppose it's just not for me.
No.
It's like an opinionated man.
I admire.
It doesn't look like a bit dated. Now, you know what it's all about? It's not about one opinionated old man. It's about two opinionated men that are younger.
Well, everyone,
that is the type of thing that we like to listen to these days.
Well, everyone rips on like talkback radio, but like how many millennials have podcasts where people like ring in and leave messages or send message and they read it out and respond to it.
Totally.
It's like John Laws knew, I guess that's why he got the golden microphone. He kind of knew what he was doing. He created
And it's impassioned. Like I was thinking about it when I was in New Zealand and I listened to some talk back there.
Oh, New Zealand.
And it was funny to hear it in like a different context where you don't know any of like
the players, the characters.
You don't know any of the players. You don't know any of the issues. So you focus naturally on style. And so the guy that we were listening to, I think, was their big John Laws-esque guy.
Yeah.
And he was just getting so fired up about something. And you can just hear him at the beginning talking like this and then getting a bit more emotional and then going, and then he's yelling and now he's mad. And then, like, he talks to a caller and he's like, this is rubbish. And you're like, wow, it's almost like music, you know?
Yeah.
Like, well, the style of just getting fired up about something every day. It's less actually about the thing.
It's quite a performance. I quite admire them. I can't imagine how exhausting it would probably be to do like this 3 hour radio show. They don't play music. I associate the radio with music.
It's
like we go, all right, we're going to hear from Taylor Swift. We'll be back in a second. These guys aren't doing that. They just talk for 4 hours.
But I suppose talk back, I mean, it is impressive just on a numbers basis. But I suppose I'm a bit sick of, and I think maybe this is the thing that's a bit dated.
Okay.
Of, I suppose, anger being the dominating emotion that they have to kind of get to. I respect them for getting emotional at all. Most radio, you listen, you know, commercial radio where they're talking and then playing songs, they're just joking around, you know, they're not getting emotional. So someone getting angry, that is a bit different, but they should be talk back for other emotions.
Empathy.
There should be one where they are crying the whole time.
Yeah.
And they just get really upset about the traffic or, you know, whatever the issue of the day is.
So their response to the problem. So it's the callers are still calling in absolutely with the same problem.
What are we going to do about it? I just feel so helpless.
They're like, oh, my God, it's just so hard, isn't it? I don't have any answers
or any opinions, really. It just feels so overwhelming.
And when I think about you in that situation, I break down. I can't deal with it.
There's been a breakdown on the Hume Highway.
There's a 5-car pileup.
You don't go there if you're trying to get to work. I don't know what you're going to do.
We'll cross now to Vic in the chopper to give us more news.
She's like, I'm so scared of heights. Get me down. It's so loud.
The headphones don't work.
They're not even doing
it. It feels like it's shaking.
The guy is really mean. The driver of the helicopter is so mean. He didn't even talk to me to make me feel better when I got in.
I'll
listen to that.
That's great. I think
like the millennial version of the art form, you know?
No, I think, or maybe a too empathetic one. So instead of crying, because that's
calls
one
in
way
and
to
says, oh, these cabs, you know, they charge too much from the airport these days.
Yeah. And you're just like, oh, no.
Really?
Have
you been spending a bit more of your budget,
you poor thing,
your weekly budget on cabs than previously? That must be so hard.
How do you manage it? You know, I just feel all my heart, my love goes out to you because I can't imagine what that pickup at the airport. They haven't finished the M5 upgrade. You're kidding.
No, oh, they haven't. God, it's a bit slower than you thought. Because you were probably expecting to get to work in like 23 minutes and it's taking 27.
Took you 34.
And I had, isn't it really awful when your expectations are one thing but reality is another?
No.
I think we're figuring out why
the anger works. Is what it is. Yeah. Anger does work. Anger is great. But I would like, I mean, I weirdly do respect those talkback guys a bit more than you probably should. I think as far as broadcasters, they're like, highly skilled.
They're very highly skilled. It's the same with, I don't know, the older you get. And like I suppose, we're doing something vaguely similar now. So you realize how... that there is some work involved. So to speak for 4 hours, just boom, 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 boom,
boom
into
boom,
a read
boom,
of an ad, then into a caller where you've got to get fired up. That's
they read the ads out. They'll be like mid-call with someone. They'll be like, that was Brian in Dandenong. Now, when my car is running low on oil, and you're like, what? Where did this come from? Exactly. I thought we were talking to Brian.
Like, of course they're getting paid. Like, what the hell? I suppose the comments were kind of framed as, but like if they're already doing that, it's like these guys are clearly for sale, you know?
Oh, totally, totally. And I think they get paid more to do the live read. So of course they'll just, then there's another tier in their sales pyramid, which is
for
like
pretending it's a read and saying it's my own opinion.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I was picturing. Just in the PDF that the company sends through to the company.
Exactly.
There's like gold tier, golden microphone, pretend it's honest.
And it costs so much, but that's kind of as if they wouldn't be selling that.
Of course.
Hard to make a buck.
Yeah, if you're listening to the radio and the guy that does live reads all the time clearly has a relationship with different advertising companies, starts talking naturalistically about how much he loves a certain product, it's like, that's an ad.
Yeah.
Should we get stuck into some animals?
We could. Now, I have the existing list here that we came up with, which after... So a bit of context, we ranked the top 10 most famous animals.
Yes.
And... I think we thought it was going to be quite an easy task to do, but people have gotten quite upset. We didn't even set out to do it.
We were just chatting away and then became a funny thing to try to do.
Yes.
But I was kind of quite comfortable, if I'm honest, with the logic behind the ones that we picked at the time.
Yes, but in hindsight, going away and having big discussions, like I was at a barbecue.
I made an apology that I put into the episode for the omission of monkey.
Yeah, monkey is bad.
Also, we did kind of agree on bear during the discussion and then kind of forgot about it.
So
bear and monkey, some large omissions from the top 10.
So what went to air in the previous top 10 was dog number one, which is inarguable. Cat number two, which once again, I would love to hear any arguments against that, but I can't see that happening. Mm-hmm. Cow at number three.
Wow.
And I think that's still strong. Like, I think the top three, I reckon you would struggle to find someone who would disagree with that, maybe.
Really?
Do you think? I don't know.
Oh, look, I mean, I've got... I feel like maybe I'd swap horse around.
To number three.
Yeah, but let's not get stuck.
You're getting caught up in the spring carnival, Tom. That's what's happened. So that's the top three. Then we go. It gets murky from here. I think it goes horse at number four, bird at number five, fish at number six, mouse at number seven, which I think is outrageous. The next one's more outrageous. Snake at number eight.
Yeah.
Crazy. Pig at number nine, sheep at 10.
And remember, the logic was the first two, our medium-sized friends, beautiful friends,
we
the
love
dog
them.
And cat.
They're friends.
Then our large friends, the cow and the horse, we've also harnessed these. We respect them, but we also like them. We find them friendly. Then we admitted, and this is key, we admitted that the categories of fish and birds are quite large categories. However, I think we feared that if we didn't put them into a big category and we let them just all be discussed as
it's breeds,
small
or like,
amounts of birds,
or
like types of birds or types of fish, none of these birds or fish would make the top 10.
Yeah, like
so we gave them the respect of bunching them together. That
and
was
I
a
think
decision
they should
we made.
Be very happy with that.
I think so. And it's a bit arbitrary, sure. Like, you know, in the top 20, if you didn't do that, I reckon maybe chicken gets in.
Chicken
and
gets
I think
in.
That's it. So it's like
for bird.
Maybe what do you want? Do you want all birds, or do you just want chicken to be number 17?
Yeah, exactly. And it's a good point. I hope people remember that because otherwise,
I have got some blowback about that, and I just wanted to clarify. That's kind of why. Like, I admitted that it's an arbitrary decision. Where do you draw the line? Dog. You could say dog doesn't count. You've got to choose golden retriever or Labrador or whatever. You know,
exactly.
Like, where do you draw the line with these categories?
And then your
we drew it.
Pomeranian doesn't make the list. So just be happy that something that that's representing you makes the list, I think.
That's exactly
exactly it. Right.
You should be so lucky, you fish fan fucks.
Because if you were like, shark is the only one that makes it from fish, surely.
Yep, I'd say so.
And potentially, salmon?
Yeah, not even goldfish, top 20.
Oh, goldfish is,
No, exactly, shark. And now, yeah, shark is your ambassador?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
As opposed to just fish generally?
What about whale? Where does a whale sit?
So, sorry, I just want to justify the top 10 here. We've got medium-sized friends. We've got large friends. Then we've got the things that we respect that do skills that we don't have over there. They fly and they swim, but they're kind of less associated with humans on a day-to-day basis. Then we've got the tiny friend.
We've
got medium friend. Then we've got large friend. Then we've got a tiny friend in the mouse.
And a
then
tiny,
we've
got the first cute, villain. Famous friend. One of the famous.
A very famous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Totally.
Yes.
Then we've got a villain, and then we've got two medium-sized ones that we kind of have less of a relationship with, but we harness them and we eat them, so we need to show them the respect.
And yes, exactly. And I think
pretty good logic for a top 10. Come on,
I think it's pretty good. And I will buy that. Not everyone's going to be happy, and there's going to be some like monkey. I totally hear all the arguments.
Yep.
And in another world, maybe monkey goes in.
Yeah.
And if it had been a different day.
Look, a different day, I reckon I might take out snake and mouse and put monkey and bear in.
And a different day, I would maybe put pig higher. The more I think about pig, I just...
Wow.
Yeah, I just think the movies Babe,
the
religious connotations,
yes,
bacon and egg rolls, the orgasm thing that we mentioned, it's such a big player. Like, it's just unbelievable.
So where do we
and
go from here?
And it's dirty. I literally said to you today, yeah, you're like pig a pig and shit or whatever it
was
is.
Was that a coincidence, though?
That was
or
a coincidence.
Was that because you had pigs on the mind because you knew that you were going to come in here and ferociously defend
I've always got pigs on the mind, okay? I'm always two thoughts away from a carbonara, okay? So I'm always thinking pigs. But we're locking that top 10 in. Nothing changes.
I think we lock it in. Yep, yeah, that's just is in. What it is. That's the rankings. Can I maybe before we start getting stuck into 11 to 20, which is a job that we've given ourselves today, and I already am worried that this is going to be a lot more like work than fun as the last one, but I think we can do it, and I think it's important to do.
Also, can I just set out a tiny bit more feedback for this podcast before we get in too deep?
Yep.
Like, a lot of people really got into it. I did get some feedback that people were saying that would have been a terrific 50-minute podcast and it didn't need to go for an hour and a half or however long it went for.
Hang on. So people already thought that one was too long.
I think they thought it was too long ranking the 1 to 10.
Oh, shut up. That was the joke. But this is the problem. In that kind of was the joke that we really got stuck in. But now we're back here. I've got a computer in front of me. I've got statistics based on surveys that I've done on social media. It's like, I suppose this still is the joke that we're really getting stuck seriously into something that's so ludicrous.
Well, I don't think it is so much of a joke. So this conversation, I've road tested it out there because people have brought it up to me from listening to the podcast. I was at a barbecue on grand final day and everyone was screaming at each other, arguing about this top 10 list. So... I don't know if it is a joke or is it a service that needs to be kind of put out there for people to consume.
Exactly. And we have a responsibility, having created so much division, to, I suppose, have some sort of semblance of certainty for people to take away.
Yes.
Whether they agree or not, this can be kind of like a canonical list. Before we go to 11 to 20,
yes,
I've done a survey, as I said. We had 188 responses.
That just shows you the strength of this as well, by the way, I think.
Exactly. And basically what's happened is so I wanted to explain my process here, and this does get a bit boring, but I think it's important to explain because you've got to couch the data in this way. I had to think about, like, how do I ask for this feedback, right? We wanted people's top 20s.
Yeah.
I then went on Google Forms, right?
Yeah.
And you can choose how the Google Form is set out. I could have, for example, just had a big field where you can type whatever and said, oh, put your top 20 in, right?
Yes.
But then that would be difficult data to put into a spreadsheet because it would be all text, all lumped in with numbers and stuff like that, right? So then I'm like, okay, what's one where you just make them do numbers? So I'm like, okay, I'll get a drop down from 1 to 20 and then I'll just pick a bunch of animals. I picked like 35 animals.
Okay.
That I did some research. I Googled, I looked at top animal lists and stuff.
So, yeah.
And I put like 35 animals in there as options. And then next to each one, they had a drop down and they could put 1 to 20 as a ranking.
Wow.
Next to that animal. And it was a bit annoying to do, if I'm honest. And
yeah.
People who are listening who had to do it.
It's like voting below the line in the Senate.
Exactly. It really was like that. And you had to click, and then you had to go like 13, and then you'd forget, like, oh, okay, I put snake 13.
Yeah.
People have forgot that they'd done 13. They did 13 twice accidentally sometimes. People sometimes thought that there were 20 and they had to fill out all 35, but they didn't.
Oh.
They were supposed to leave 15 free. Some people thought that was 20 and then like did lots of double ups. So there was some problems with...
with the data collection, it sounds
the
like.
The data collection. But it was just the only way, because if you let them define the thing, for example, our categories of birds and fish, if you just let them choose the
animal, it would have been a nightmare.
Then people would have been chicken or whatever. It's like, no, we don't do chicken. We're bird people.
Southern Tasmanian whiting.
Exactly.
And you'd be like, come on. Were there any outliers in the sense where people like things should have been included in the 35?
Well,
that aren't going to get represented at all in our final list.
Perhaps should I read a quick the 35? Okay. So the 35 were bear, bee, bird, butterfly, cat, cow, crocodile, deer, dog, dolphin, elephant, fish, fox, frog, giraffe, horse, kangaroo, koala, lion, monkey, mouse, pig, rat, shark, sheep, snake, spider, squirrel, tiger, turtle, whale, wolf, and zebra. Okay?
What?
These are
that's a lot to take in just then.
I know, but just... So then I did have a field where people could say other animal if they wanted.
Yep, yep, yep.
Would you like to hear some of them?
I would love that.
This is like, people are trolling. I think a lot of people didn't understand the and I made it clear that it's about fame and emotional resonance of the animal. I think some people were basically just putting in their favorite animal.
You know, but even when you say that to people, people do struggle to get that through their head.
Exactly. Like, and I think a lot of people were just like, basically anyone that doesn't start with dog, you're fucking, it's over for me in my mind. Someone said rabbit number one, like, come on.
Yeah, and it's like you've never seen a rabbit. Like, you've never been around any animal. Like, obviously you had a rabbit when you were young. And it was a big part of your life. But
you are biased and you're not good. Whoever said rabbit number one, and there's other people who have done similar. Someone said raccoon number one and they couldn't even spell raccoon. They said it's spelled rack-on. It's like, mate, you are clearly not good at understanding and accounting for your own bias. You have clearly had a raccoon or a rabbit in childhood and you're affectionate towards raccoon, like, but you're not able to be objective.
It's quite an indictment on your ability to think critically, I think, is what it is.
I should have asked for everyone's emails and sent them a personalised response.
A personalised, yeah. Well, I mean,
absolutely admonishing for them for not being able to account for bias in their own lives, and they're probably lying to themselves in bigger and more serious ways.
Totally. Unless I will give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe not with rabbit, because I think rabbit's inexcusable and it's not funny, but a raccoon is potentially a troll. And if that's a troll, I enjoy that one.
Also, I actually do feel a bit bad. I think rabbit should have been in the top 35. I apologize.
Well, rabbit's very famous, actually.
Yeah. Someone's got quokka number two.
Oh, for fuck. Like, I mean, its fame outweighs its existence, for sure. Like, it punches above its weight, but come on.
Wow, that's a very fascinating other way to look at it.
Like,
it's like population to fame. Like, who's punching above their weight? Like, per capita, you know?
Yeah, by per capita. Well,
like, cows aren't doing very well per capita because there's so many. Ants are absolutely getting destroyed per capita because there's like millions
there's
and millions
so
of them.
So many of
but
them.
But quokkas are probably, they could be
number
one.
Because how many quokkas could there be?
It's probably only like four of them.
Yeah, and they get, one of them got that selfie that time and it went viral. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And that did wonders
totally.
For it. But I refuse to believe that. Outside, like, I know they're famous in Australia, right? Because
a lot of people wouldn't even know what.
Because after this podcast, I was talking to my girlfriend who grew up in Argentina, and she was like, said she was aware of kangaroos,
but
it wasn't even like she was like there was there and you'd see them in pictures, but it wasn't you weren't thinking about them. I think it's different in America. They Outback Steakhouse, like, they have this kind of like character version of what Australia probably is, but I don't think it's I doubt that quokka could be included in
of course quokka can't be included, but I just want to go back to this, like, kangaroo, she's aware of them and she knows what they are and she sees photos every now and then. That's all we're saying,
and that's fame.
Huge.
That is a
that's huge
of
for
fame.
Us
yes.
Yeah, exactly, like, for a little animal, a little country, a little plucky country with 20 million people at the time,
a little,
and she's
a little plucky,
she's aware
country.
Of our big animal, like, what's an Argentinian animal,
the puma.
The puma, it's pretty good, actually.
The puma's good. But it falls under cat, I think.
Yeah, it does.
It does fall
we're
under
so
cat.
We're so in the weeds, man. We're so in the weeds.
I think we're doing fine. And I this is also like a sneak peek, I think, into what it would be like to maybe be a politician trying to keep everyone happy.
Totally. And looking at all the opinions and being like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. How do you keep this people kind of from uprising?
And someone said turtle first, echidna second, chipmunk third. Someone said number one, wombat. What? Someone said, do extinct animals count? Surely dinosaur is in the top 20. It's like, for fuck's sake.
Dinosaur. Yeah.
Dinosaur. Oh, and birds too big a category.
Yeah, sorry.
We're going the dinosaurs into one category.
Okay, sorry to go out on a limb, but if you haven't existed for 66 million years, you're not on the list. I don't think that's not too controversial, is it?
Yeah, why don't politicians do this more at speeches? Be like, stop sending me mail. All of your opinions, none of you can spell. You're all saying very extreme opinions in different directions. How am I meant to be in the middle of these? I don't even understand the rationale behind some of them. Also, you guys are crazy.
I'm smarter than you. I understand the intricate details of my job. Your comments don't help. They mean nothing. Just leave me alone.
A lot of the time, what you're suggesting is literally impossible, okay? And I've just got to be like, great suggestion. Wow, I'd love getting feedback from the community. Yeah. You idiots.
That's why I do this job for the community. I don't. I do it because I am the only one that can handle it and make it better.
And my friends are building contractors and I give them more jobs and then they give me a cut later on. That's the other reason I do it, to get rich secretly, you fucking assholes.
Okay, so there's a few outliers. Some people took the piss.
So basically, what I would like to read to you is the top 10.
Yep.
Having amalgamated this data, which took a while.
Jeez.
So I had to give every, like if someone ranked number one, you've got to give that a score of 20.
Okay.
And then if someone ranked at number two, you've got to give that a score of 19, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you kind of had to flip the data and then add the scores up for each animal and then give that score a ranking and then attribute that ranking to the animal. It took a while. I just want credit for how many steps there were involved.
You've been putting a lot of time into this.
This took hours.
Oh my God.
ChatGPT, by the way, is very good at telling you how to achieve things in Microsoft Excel, I will say.
Did you ask ChatGPT what the top 20 animals were?
Oh yeah, I did do that as well. That was part of the coming up with the top 35.
Oh, okay, great.
And in ChatGPT's top 20, kangaroo was like number 12 or some shit like that, right?
I mean,
that's international. That's pretty good.
That's a very, very damning thing that's happened there. I can't wait to tell Jules that.
It's pretty
number
nice.
Number 12, so. Yeah.
Number 12, I could be exaggerating, but it was definitely top 20. All right, so there are a few ways, I suppose, that I've measured this. As I said, a lot of people did some messy things. But the first thing I did is I just got all the numbers.
Yep.
So if someone's like some people, they just did the top 20 and they left 15, right? So they didn't answer for 15.
Yeah.
But you get the ones that were ranked and then you give them a score. So you get the higher the rank, the bigger the score. And then you add up all those scores. And I did that with just everyone who replied.
Yes.
And I'll read you the top 10.
Please.
For this. Dog number one.
Yep.
Cat number two.
See?
Elephant number three.
That's such a blow.
Dude, we didn't even talk about elephant.
Elephant.
It's very distinctive. This is the thing.
It's so famous. It's so famous.
It's pretty famous.
It's so famous. That trunk.
Yeah.
They get poached. It's just.
And we were talking about cows being religious in India. What's more religious than an elephant in India? Dude, it is the god. Their gods have trunks like elephants, some of them.
God.
It's an extremely distinctive, silly thing that everybody loves. No one has negative things to say about an elephant.
Well, unless you got caught in a stampede.
Even then, you'd blame yourself. You'd be like, well, it's my fault. I shouldn't have been standing in the way of these beautiful creatures.
Yeah, they are good. And they are enormous. They're huge. They're absolutely huge.
They're big. We respect that they're really big. I think there's also the thing about their memory.
And they never forget.
So they feel like humans in that way.
Well, I hope they forget we left them off the list.
Yeah, the two things that we would hope that they wouldn't do if you've insulted them, which is listen to the insult, which they obviously would because they've got enormous ears,
huge
and then forget, which they obviously wouldn't because they have awesome memories.
Yeah.
They're the worst type of animal to offend.
To offend, yeah. God. Okay.
Number four, dolphin.
Oh, well. But now we're really getting into murky territory with the dolphin. I get that they have sex and everyone loves that about dolphins. They're, like,
they're iconic. They're beautiful. People love them. I feel like basically what's happening here is people have an emotional relationship with these creatures. You know, we were talking kind of fame in kind of a bit more of an objective way, perhaps, how ingratiated into society they are in terms of like cows and horses, for example. But like these are just the animals that people love.
It's because of, Flipper, and you can go swimming with dolphins.
They to be depressed and be like, it's because of Flipper.
It is because it's Flipper. I'm the sad talk back radio, just crying. It's
Flipper. You're the Flipper lawyer for Pig, and you're like, it's because of Flipper.
Okay, well, I got some bad news. Flipper got us again. Flipper got us. They played the Flipper card. So there is some murky areas here in the sense of Flipper. Dolphins are all Flipper to me. Dolphins and whales might come back to bite us here.
Yes, I think so.
Yes.
So then we have bird, cow in 5 and 6 in this list.
Yeah.
Then horse, then monkey in 8. And then, so this is going to blow your mind if you remember the conversation that we had.
Yeah. And is this
in the first episode where we discussed
what number is this? Sorry.
Number 9 is B.
You really? B. I pitched B. Did I pitch B? Or did you pitch
B? You pitched B hard. I boo-booed B so many times.
I was pitching B at home the other day to someone. Because of the honey.
I said you were dreaming with B.
I wasn't dreaming. I think B is so fair. Because it's also like we need to give the insect world a nod.
Yeah, and what is 100%.
What is more majestic, hardworking, represents like a hierarchy and a society that is functioning perfectly. And
you talked about
back.
Honey. I boo-booed honey.
Because you don't like honey.
Well, I think you were talking about it a bit like it was milk or something, but you know, and it's not, but it's better than silk or whatever I was comparing it to. Like,
the
I
silkworm mean, just,
the
was
proof
ridiculous.
Is in the pudding. And then 10 is lion, another one that I'd put in the category of, I suppose, elephant and dolphin, of like an iconic animal, not one that you're seeing day to day, not really involved in society, but like one of the most famous, I suppose.
It's so famous, but I still think people, and I know this is just, you're just reading the data coming back here.
Yes.
Lion is so famous, but I still refuse. It's not, I just don't know if it's top 10 in the sense of like a pig or something that is like, it's on the brain more, surely, than a lion.
100%. And so this was my concern, right? So it took, as I say, like an hour and a half for me to get all this, arrange it and then get that ranking. And I was blown away, particularly by B. Because when I saw B, I'm like, either I'm wrong or people are trolling me and they support you in listening to this podcast and they're deliberately putting B high.
Yeah, we can't rule that out.
Either way, I don't like it. They're either like arguing on your side of an argument, or you were just right. Well, so I thought, hang on, what's wrong with the data here? Because as I said,
how do I manipulate the data to support my argument more?
That's what everyone's doing with data. The data is, people talk about data as if it's just right or wrong.
They're like I'm looking at the data.
Exactly. So basically, I was like, some of these people have just put number one for like whale, and then nothing else.
Yeah.
You know, they've treated it like above the line voting.
Yes.
Some people tried, as I said before, they thought they were doing 20. They were actually 35. So they put a number for every one of the 35 and lots of double ups. They put 2 in 12th. They put 2 in 17th. They put 2 in 3rd. They're doing weird shit, right? So I thought, hang on, how about if we just only look at the people that put 20 answers? They did 1 to 20 like they were meant to.
Okay, right.
And that was 78 people that did that.
Okay.
And I'll read you the rankings for them now.
Yeah.
Dog, cat,
okay. Yep.
Horse,
ooh.
Bird, dolphin, elephant. So those two are still there.
Yeah.
Even the sensible people agree that dolphin and elephant should be top 10.
Mm.
Monkey, cow, lion.
Ugh.
And then in number 10, B. B still fucking made it in.
Dude, you know why? Not to keep pitching B, but B, obviously it's industrial. It's an industrial insect. It gives back to us. And it also services the evil aspect that we were trying to hit with snake. Because how often
you think just a mere sting kind of just allows us to think of villains in the
they are villains. However, you see a bee, you're like, oh shit, don't sting me. Some people die from bee stings.
Yeah.
You're ever out in the garden hanging out. You're not worried about, like, you know, you see a little snail. You're not like, oh, but a bee, you're like, oh, shit, don't get me.
Totally. All I'm hearing is when I was growing up, there was like an indie band called Boy and Bear.
Mm.
And I'm getting the sense that a 11 and 12th ranking, we could be looking at Bee and Bear.
Bee and Bear. Bee and Bear.
They were on the project recently?
Yeah, they were plugging a new album or a greatest hits album, maybe.
I did a joke headline about them years ago.
Oh.
I was like, after a vicious incident, Boy and Bear now just called Bear. The implication being that the bear ate the boy.
Yeah, that's a good gear. Did it work well?
No.
Well, they might not be well known enough.
Yeah, that was the problem.
That is.
Anyway,
the problem. Okay.
So B still made that list. There's one other list I did because then I thought, hang on, 1 to 20. That's like a bit restrictive. Voting above the line kind of makes sense sometimes. If someone said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and they, you know, that's their top five animals, we don't have the data of their top 20.
Yeah.
But that still is something. That's still some data that should be included. The people that did double ups.
Yeah.
Get rid of them because they didn't do it properly.
Yeah, it's like,
but
it's
the people
no matter what they did,
as long as they didn't do double ups, let's include all of them. And I think, to be honest, this then list is potentially maybe the most
accurate, potentially.
I don't know. It depends on what you reckon.
And do you I mean, are we going to take... Well, yeah, you go first and read.
Here we go. Dog, cat, bee. I can't get out of... I can't get bee out of it.
It's such a...
I was trying. I tried for hours to arrange this data in different ways in a way that I could justify to get bee out of the top 10. And every time I tried to, it got closer and closer to the
top. It's humbling. Because it can't go any higher. Like, there's no
three world, is nuts.
Well, there's no world it can get above dog or cat. So it's right now, it's now on the podium.
it's
buzzing around on that podium up there.
Oh, then we have cow, bird, elephant, dolphin, monkey, koala got in for them.
Oh.
And then bear.
Bear. That's, yeah. But do we put bear with koala?
No. Come on, mate. Don't you know that song?
I know.
Don't call a koala bear.
I know, but we're trying to cut corner. You know, it would help us.
Dude, they're completely different. They're not even, like, they're just called a koala bear.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They've got nothing. They're marsupials. They've got nothing to do with bears, man. Come on.
Okay, come on. Get your game.
Exactly. We're doing this much work. We can't be putting koala in the category.
Okay, sorry. It's a moment of weakness.
We're just bringing shame upon this whole process.
And
trying to get us cancelled?
We need to bring honour to this whole thing.
Yeah, we do.
We took an oath. Okay, so by this logic, you would almost have to argue.
Yes.
Number 11 is B.
I suppose I have to accept it.
I don't think you can. And I know, don't look at it as like a personal loss and that maybe your whole view of the world is wrong and you need to really do some work on yourself and how you interpret things.
I think the counter argument would be, though, that you said that part of the power of B is that it has a villainous aspect to it.
Yes.
But we've already got that in Snake and we've locked that in.
I mean, I know Snake's locked in. And I mean, now I'd love to get rid of it, but...
Can't we go, how if we go monkey and bear, 11 and 12?
Okay, my counter offer. Are you ready?
Yep.
Monkey, bee, bear.
Monkey, bee, bear. Okay, monkey top, because I feel like that does make sense. I like the logic of medium-sized friends, large friends, things from afar that are part of the environment, small friend, villain. Medium guys that we harness, humanoid creature, human-like. That's the monkey. That's very much like human. It's not even like a medium-sized friend. It's like a human-shaped animal.
Yeah.
It's a reminder of evolution. It reminds us of where we come from.
That's
it reminds
an interesting
us of
point.
That there's humanity in these animals. It's like it's a bridge from these whole every other category of animal between them and us as humans.
Yeah. Well, then should humans make the list?
I feel like it's implied. A few people said, someone replied to me saying, humans are goat. And I'm like, what? Oh, you think goat should be in the top 20.
Goat shouldn't.
And they were
be.
Saying, no, that's the greatest of all time. They were just using goat as a kind of like a casual thing to say that humans should be. I think the implication is that humans aren't involved in this list.
Yeah, well, humans are the goats.
We're humans.
He's right. We are the goats. We were so good that we're now ranking. Where I doubt any other animal is ranking the other animals. I'm happy to eat my words if they are.
And if they do, they should leave themselves out. So if the frogs do a list, I don't want to see frogs number one. Come Absolutely on, not. You're biased.
That's exactly.
It's back to the thing. If you need to be able to acknowledge your bias and kind of exclude yourself from the list.
Mm. Okay, so can we lock in monkey at 11?
I reckon we have monkey at 11.
Okay. Monkey, it's in. To number 12. And
then I think B, I'm happy with your compromise position.
You have to fall on your sword a little bit here,
I Tom. Do think insect should be represented around this stage.
Of course. And it is. And I mean, there's other, obviously other very famous insects. And we're not going to do insect. There's too many insects to just do insect, I think, in the same way we've done bird. I know there's
exactly
so many species, but like.
Exactly.
That it's not all even, whereas all birds, they're not all similar, but they're kind of more similar than how similar insects are.
100%.
Because there'd be a huge argument for potentially like a spider somewhere further down the list. I don't know where.
100%.
Mm. And then we want to go bear at 13.
I think bear. I like the BB, the ones that start with B. I think bear, as we said, I mean, we went on a big rant about how they, like we have them in bed. I don't know how they manage that.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, no, they're great. Bears are good. No, and it's also fun to start this second 10 off by saying monkey be bear.
Monkey be bear.
Monkey exactly. be bear, yeah. Monkey
We're all bear. Trying to be better and the monkey be trying to be bear. Mm. Okay, so now then what are we looking? What are our... Okay, so I suppose if we go for the rankings...
I mean, dolphin now is going to have to feature soon.
Dolphin, or whale, lion. Elephant, and lion are kind of four that are sitting there waiting to be chosen. Personally, I feel like whale... It's just too big to create that emotional resonance with us. And I feel like that one is maybe the fourth for me out of those four. I feel like, I suppose the data has just shown us like, dude, if you look at all of the data, number three is elephant.
And I hate like, this. This must be how Anthony Green feels on election.
Yeah.
He would have his own biases, his own political opinion. Yet he gets up there and he has to announce. He's like, I can't argue.
Yep.
He Whatever goes, it is. Gilmore has been won by the Labor Party. Like, you just have to accept the data.
Yep, exactly. So, I mean, I don't think we have to completely because I think some people were trolling. Some people thought it was... I mean, to be honest, I did say fame and emotional resonance. By emotional resonance, when I put that at the top of the survey, I thought that meant, like, I don't know, resonating with us vibe-wise.
Yeah.
Not, like, how emotional they can be. I saw some people being like, snakes don't have emotions.
No,
I'm like,
yeah, but it's not about.
That's not the question.
I think the almost the easiest way to explain it is, like, what are the first ones you're learning as a child?
Yeah,
and totally. What are you surrounded by? Like, what are in your life, you know?
Yeah, fame plus, how dominant they feel, how basic they feel to kind of the world and your experience of the world.
Exactly.
I don't think it's necessarily the order you learn them. I think that's very, like,
no, that is very specific, with where you live
but like,
and what's going on in your life.
Exactly. But when you were nine, if you found out about a new one and that really resonated with you, like that could stick around and stay up there. But would you go elephant? I think the other thing to say here is, I suppose, elephant and whale, both huge. So we're talking medium friend. We're talking
Now we're talking the biggest.
Small friend.
The biggest of big.
The biggest
The biggest of big.
You've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah, the biggest of big. The biggest of big. So I think...
Kind of represents that to you, how big stuff can be.
Yeah, totally.
And B is how small stuff can... be.
When you think about it like that, you kind of do see what David Attenborough kind of saw in it all these years.
Totally. Elephants, like, you could argue, are kind of like halfway between, because you said wonder, I thought you were going to say wonders of the world. These are kind of like monuments. These are
the big ones.
Physical things like landscape. Elephants are almost like half landscape, you know? They're almost like a big statue. It's like when you're looking at it, you're not like, oh, cutesy little.
No, you're like, whoa.
You're like, oh.
Yeah, it's like my the God. Same as looking at...
Mother Nature, my Lord.
Yeah. It is like standing and looking up at Centre Point Tower or something, you know?
Or.
Being like, wow. Yeah, you're it's in awe.
Or.
No, exactly. That's such a great word, awe. The same with if you've gone whale watching or you've been out and you've gotten close.
Exactly.
You're in awe.
Would any of these other ones inspire awe? Dog? No. Cat? No. Monkey? Definitely not. I feel like,
there's no
elephants
awe.
Are the first one to inspire awe.
Dolphins don't give me awe, but I I appreciate that they're super famous and super fun. Because they've kind of got, in the same way a dog, they've played a bit of a dog card, actually. Like
by being friendly?
By being friendly, yeah. Yeah.
I suppose so.
And
for me,
fun.
They're a bit, I think they're iconic in their shape. They're a bit rare for me.
You're like, not seeing dolphins?
Not really. Every now and then, like, oh, can I just be honest about whale watching and stuff? I mean, I went on a tropical holiday recently. There were whales that we could see. They were flapping their, you know, they weren't doing the thing where they jump out, but they were flapping their arms out or their, like, fins out.
They call them arms as well.
We're seeing flapping. We're seeing, like, but, like, pretty far away, dude.
Okay,
like, I don't know how much joy it was meant to evoke in me, but, like, I don't know. When you see dolphins, oh, yeah, they're over there, kind of. Like,
no, see, this is where I differ. Growing up, big parts of my, like, I would see dolphins all the time. Surfing, you're on boats. Whale season where I grew up, it seemed like people were always talking about whale. And then the big, it seemed talking in high school, there was a big debate going on at the time about the Japanese eating whale. I don't know if this was reflected in the media, but at least
I think Greenpeace, that was a big thing. They shouldn't eat whale.
And then the Greenpeace getting in front of the whales. I feel like whale.
But is that good? Like, one of the main first things that you said about the fame of this animal was, like, humans being like, other humans are secretly killing them because they're so secret and down there that you wouldn't even know. So it's like an anti-murdering them campaign. Other animals, they're common enough where, first of all, that you could murder some of them without it being a big deal, or we've cultivated them. Like, dog and cat, we're breeding them. We've probably times their numbers by 1,000. Whales, we're shooting them. Like, I mean, we shouldn't be doing it, but it does kind of say something about, like, they're not resonating with us heaps if people are still killing them.
It's the same with elephants, so do you know what I mean? People are killing them for their own reasons. And just because people are killing them, and just because they're rarer, doesn't make them any, like, less famous.
It makes them a bit less famous, I suppose, is my point.
Well, if you kill them all, maybe.
Oh, arguably, totally. And I shouldn't blame. I shouldn't blame the whales for being killed by people.
Look, I'm going
to
look.
I do think it would never happen to dogs, you know.
Oh, you struggle to see a world it would happen to dogs. But to go back to our original point about dogs, they've managed to play their way into kind of an unbelievable position that they're now 2IC to humans. Somehow, 100%. If the aliens come down to our planet, they'll go, these humans are in charge. Then these weird, dumb, like smelly animals are somehow next. Whereas, like, logically, there's no other way. Surely they would go to the next smartest animal, which is a gorilla, but no.
Yeah.
It's going to dogs. So if all the humans get wiped out, they have to have a meeting with dogs to organize, like, how they're going to take over the planet or something.
That would be fun if aliens came down and said, okay, guys, we've got a cool planet and we'd like to invite all you intelligent species over there, and you're going to love it, and you're going to have to say goodbye to this planet. Mm. And then we all have to introduce our dogs to a monkey. To hand over the dog.
The handover.
Yeah, the handover. And the dogs are like, a gorilla or a monkey.
So the dogs are like, so to the monkey, if you want to be 2RC, you can sleep on our bed if you want.
Yeah.
We'll feed you. You just have to kind of be nice to us.
Yeah.
Pat our heads sometimes. What do you reckon?
It's almost worth trying to find an alien to do that, to see all those cute relationships between these
monkeys. What would happen to the world if the dogs were in charge? No humans, and they were just running things. It'd be fascinating to see.
They'd get murdered heaps by eagles and shit. But okay.
Yeah, right. It'd be
bad. So then we go. So we're going elephant.
Oh, we're going elephant. And I know you're. Okay. I'm almost keen to put dolphin in. I think we have to respect the data somewhat.
Yeah. I mean, dolphin was next after elephant in the, like, overall. It was fourth, dolphin was.
And then where
was. I feel like just your experience of living at the coast is pretty rare. Like,
oh, no. Around the world. Absolutely. I'm not saying I'm speaking for everyone. I'm just saying.
Yeah, totally.
For me, they were a big thing.
100%.
Mm.
Still, I mean, hang on. So what else do we have? We've got dolphin.
Lion.
When I say lion. It just feels wrong to give elephant and lion, because then the bias there is kind of like two African animals. And like, yeah, we all love those African animals over there.
But it's lion a cat?
Yeah, true.
Like, I really think.
Nah, but we kind of thought domestic cat, like cat, cat and dog, or cat and dog. You
Did
know what
we
you mean?
Because it's like, the big cats.
It
are
is
famous,
just the name of a bigger category. It is.
With pumas, jaguars, lions.
I think they're fine.
Sumatran tigers. It's like that is part of the fine. Cat kingdom, and we love it. But you want to put them outside.
I think so. Yeah, because if you're walking along, first of all, we've got wolf, I think, here as an option as well. So there's consistency across the dog
there's
and the cat region.
Consistency for wolf.
Second of all, I think if you were walking around and then you saw a lion, you wouldn't be like, oh my God, look at the cat over there. You'd be like, fucking hell, that's a lion, you know? Whereas you would say that's a fish over there. You would say that's a bird over there for pretty much every bird.
Yeah, okay. All right, I guess we do it separate. We have to break them out. All I'm saying is that this 11 to 20 is going to fill up very fast.
Yeah,
we have six
really
places
will.
Left.
Yes. I think we go elephant, dolphin.
Yeah, I do agree with that. So dolphin then, moves to 15.
And then I think we have to have lion after dolphin. Lion's coming
well,
up.
Well, just from the data.
Well, yeah, lion's number 10 in both lists. And then what else do we have? Whale. Whale, I just find it's like too big, dude. It does inspire awe a little bit, but it's kind of so big. It's like a building or something.
It's,
like
it's so it big. But to go back to my, I feel like when you're a child and you learn about the whale and the size of like the blue whale, for example, your mind barely can comprehend it.
But
and
then
it becomes a huge
thing. Like, I'm being a bit facetious here. I'm being a bit cheeky. We know about the whales. I know we learn about the whales. I know, like, the iconography of, like, the shape of the whale, the blowhole. It's all good stuff. But, like, yeah, it's so big. And then you imagine, wow, you know, I can't imagine something being so big. Imagine if we were that big. But if, like, we were that big, that would be crazy. What is it but just a big hunk of meat? Like, it's just a big blob, really.
What is it? What is it?
It's like, majestic. Of course it's big because it's a big blob. It's got the vibe of, like, not much efficiency. Not much is going on in... Like, it's huge, yes, but it's not much.
They
going
communicate
on
with like magic, with like
they just
sonar.
Go,
yeah, and they can
and everyone's like, wow, how beautiful! What a beautiful whale sound!
Look,
it's like just.
I'm happy to leave.
It's
whale
just a blob
up,
going.
But I think you can't. I think you're being very disrespectful to the whale. That's what I think. Like I really disrespectful.
I don't know if it's top 20 as well.
Also, think about like Free Willy, huh? Think about
that. Yeah, Free Willy is good.
Think about,
but. That's a tiny type of whale, and they're murderous. As you get a bit older, you realize, oh my God, they will kill you.
Think about Moby Dick.
Yeah, never read it.
Think about old whaling stories, the whaling community.
But that's a great example because I think back in the day when explorers and also people just moving around, merchants, stuff like that, they were getting boat heaps because that was the only way to travel. They would encounter whales more. Whales are a bigger part of the culture.
So you're saying that...
And currently with flights, I'm sorry, I'm not thinking about these big blobs. Every now and then you see them and everyone pretends it's beautiful that they flap a fin out of the water. Oh. It's crazy to behold. It is awe-inspiring to some degree, but once you've kind of seen it, you've kind of seen it. It's a blob.
It's like outrageous what you're saying right now.
It's a big blob,
I think it's outrageous. What, so you're saying whale has no place on the top 20? Is that how hard
I'm
you're
I'm not saying it doesn't have a place. I'm making the case for it to, though, yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe I'm. Yeah, I think I'm saying that.
What,
I
to think, not
I'd,
be
I'd
in
love
the top
to, I'd
20.
Love to explore other options is what I'm saying.
Okay, so number 16 then. I guess we're looking towards lion.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And I will give you that. The lion, like, what's the first thing you go see at the zoo? What do you want to go
exactly.
see?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's like King of the Jungle.
King of the Jungle.
You know, it's the biggest thing. The other thing that I think about
it's
lion
majestic.
Is when you see it, you're like, I kind of used to think of it like it's like a tiger. Like lions and tigers are kind of the same thing, but one's from Asia, one's from Africa.
Mm.
Lions are like five times bigger than tigers or whatever.
Yeah.
Like they're
and,
so just
and if
big
you Google,
and scary.
If you Google lion versus, and you just write that, put that into Google, lion versus, before you even get to finishing it, it'll say lion versus tiger. And then you will clip and then you'll just see people saying under no circumstance could a tiger ever beat a lion in a fight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. So it's not even close.
Not even close.
But so then what do we... I mean, I almost want to go whale next.
What? Are you kidding me?
Well, I'm looking it through and I'm like, oh, what else do we have?
I think you're crazy after that rant. I'm almost happy to put whale at 19 or 20 after the way you spoke about it. I think...
Yeah, okay. I think that's appropriate.
So I would... I'm going to placehold whale at 19 now, which
Can
leaves
I read out
17,
some other...
18 and 20 still free.
So some other ones here... Koala, no way. Kangaroo, I mean, to be fair to our Aussie mates, ChatGPT did have them in the top 20, I think, but I think potentially not. It's just a bit too specific.
Well, can
me.
I say, so my counter-argument to kangaroo, the reason I think we even ended up down this...
totally. We were saying that it was maybe top 20.
That I was saying it was maybe top 20. And then we quickly realized it wouldn't be top 10. I kind of think that...
It's top 20 in all these lists, based on the data, kangaroo is.
Is it really?
Yep. It's 14 in one, 15 in another, and then 18 in another.
And we have a bit of creative license here as well. Like,
we're being very objective.
We're being objective, but like we're using data and we're using our own personal experience.
Yes, of course.
And ultimately, a bit of this does come down to your gut as well.
Yes. And your gut says kangaroo?
My gut says kangaroo deserves a place at the table.
Yeah.
But I don't know where.
I like it. Why not? Like, we have control here. You know, no one's the boss of us.
No one's asking us to do this.
We're so far in to just an analytical discussion. You're looking at your phone, I'm looking at a spreadsheet. We're just reading it. Before, we were like joking about the animals. Different entertaining things came. We had a few funny riffs. Now we're just both looking at data, treating it like a job. Isn't this a bit of a metaphor for like what comedy is? You know, you get into this career. Yeah. At the beginning, it's all fun and games. You're meeting new people. Mm. Now you've just got to think of something funny this week. It's
not all even
the part
funny.
Of your mind that it used to be so. It used to be entertaining and frivolous. It's now work.
Now we're turning it work. But it's also like a task that if in any other scenario, if someone gave you, you would be like, please don't ever make me do that. But I'm taking a lot of joy from doing this.
Yeah, I haven't for years done spreadsheets like I was doing today. I felt like it was a job. And then I kind of got into the mindset of like doing it like it was a job and then would realize sometimes on and off that like no one's asked for this.
No one has asked for it.
But I told my friend who listens to this podcast last night, I ran into him. Mm. Didn't run into him. I was hanging out with him because he was up in Sydney. And he's like, oh, I like that you're doing more regular episodes. And I'm like, oh, yeah, sweet. We're doing one tomorrow. Animals 11 to 20.
Mm.
And he went, oh, all right.
Oh, no. Wait, so maybe we've misjudged this whole thing and the demand is not there at all.
I don't think demand's there.
Well, no, all you can do. So what I think I've learned, you know, I've been alive for a long time. All I think I've learned is that you have to make creative choices that sit well with you and the audience can choose whether to come along or not come along.
But 100%.
Even the one, you might pick up new ones and other ones might fall off. But as long as you're evolving, and I think we are.
Yep. Yeah, we're evolving from 1 to 10 to 11 to 20.
11 to 20.
that's an evolution and a half. It's a very natural evolution, I think you could argue.
So I've got whale at 19.
Yep.
I like
kangaroo at 20.
Oh, is that a cop-out, though, just to be, like, tack it on at 20?
Nah, okay, yeah, it's got the 19 vibe to me. Kangaroo's more like 19, like, hanging around.
I'm going
to
swap whale and kangaroo.
Okay, down to 20.
So kangaroo now goes...
But what do we have at 17?
We have 17 and 18 are clear at the moment.
18 are clear, great, okay.
So we've got two spots to fill that will be slightly higher. I mean, what are your feelings towards gorilla?
Gorilla, unfortunately, just... I mean, to me, not like I do feel like actually I've got a bit of a bias against these big animals, and it's in part potentially based in fear. But I went on a bit of a rant about how just whales are just blobs. Gorillas are just big monkeys, really. At the end of the day, they're not really bringing anything else to the table. They are a bit
they're better than
and like Donkey Kong. We know them, we like them. They kind of move.
Have you
in
heard
a
about
kind of very
that,
distinctive,
that gorilla that
way.
Can read that can do sign language?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could never say that much, though, can they?
I think they could say, like, 400 words.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good.
But can they construct them into sentences in the same way?
Well...
Can they say, like, that they're... I mean, they can say they're hungry and stuff.
But maybe if we just kept teaching them sign language over the years, we could just develop this whole, like, species that could do sign language. And then we could always have interpreters, sign interpreters everywhere we need to be.
But what do we want to know? Like, sign language is, like, helpful at the beginning because it's like, which bit of food would you like? Do you want to go in the pool? Do you want to, you know, which that's basically just pointing, this kind of stuff. Do you want this or this
or whatever? It's a bit of pointing, but pointing's good.
Pointing's good and, like, referring to things that aren't there with your hands, that's pretty advanced. That's pretty good, like, shout out. But, like, beyond that, talking about practical things that could occur, do you want to go to sleep? Do you want a meal? Blah, blah, blah. What do we want to talk to gorillas about?
Like, what are they thinking? Maybe they've got some ideas we don't know about.
Without being able to talk to them,
we'll never know.
But you know that thing of like if a lion could talk, you wouldn't understand what it was saying? Like gorillas are thinking different shit. Like they might be signing what we taught them is the thing for angry. for example. Yeah, let's say, like, you know, someone sits down with them and then every time they were angry, they went like that, like with a cross, like crossing their arms. And then when the zookeeper was angry, they went cross. Mm. And then eventually, you know, the gorilla starts going cross when they're angry. And you're like, oh, my God, this gorilla knows sign language for angry. It's like, you don't know that.
No. Well, it knows something. It could be
like, itchy.
And now it just thinks itchy is angry. And we're just misreading the whole thing.
There's no confirmation of what it, other than just like a correlative thing where it does this sometimes when that happens. I don't even think
about itchy. It would just be an automatic reaction to scratch a thing.
You don't think gorillas
are itchy. I don't think it goes, oh, shit, I'm itchy now. Oh shit! I've got bed bugs. I'm itchy now. I think it just scratching.
This is a very interesting thing because, like, it was just an example for me. But now you're making an argument even crazier that you don't think gorillas get itchy.
No, I'm saying they get itchy, but I don't think
because they're too cool.
I don't think you could explain to them about the itch, what the itchy was. I think they would just be like, "What the fuck's this?" And then they'd be scratching. Exactly.
Yeah, I suppose my point is, you can't really like bullshit. You can kind of verify ever. They're meaning what you think they're meaning. Because if you could sit down with one gorilla and be like, oi, so when you're doing the cross thing for angry, you're like angry, right? And they'd be like, yeah, I get like kind of emotional and I feel furious and like that's what I mean. You'd be like, great, great, great. From now on, we know that. But like you can never verify. So you'll never know really. All it's doing is repeating shit back to you. That's point one. Point two is even if they could communicate, why do I want to talk to a gorilla?
I don't know.
What has a gorilla done? Tell me about the zoo enclosure that I can see every part of. What are you going to tell me that I don't already know?
How they feel towards... Ask them why there can only be one lead male. Be like, what's the deal, bro? Why can't you have two males around? Why do you want to fight?
I think it's a bit clear that they're pretty competitive with each other.
Mm.
Okay. We get the dynamic.
So gorilla's out.
Yeah, gorilla's out. Just a big monkey.
Okay, what else has come through on the data that we could slide in?
So... we've got tiger, I think too similar, very similar to gorilla.
No,
gorilla
thank
too
you.
Close to monkey, tiger too close to lion.
Yeah.
Wolf,
oh,
pretty similar to dog.
I don't love it.
No, really, they're a bit kind really of like English or something to me, you know? It's like just European.
It's like
But
what?
Like wolves aren't really
if
hanging
dingo
around
dingo doesn't get a mention, wolves
yeah,
isn't
we're
mentioned.
Defensive about our own dog. Then we've got... yeah, fish ranked terribly on this because really? People don't.
They well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of they.
I think they were disagreeing with the categories that it's not a very sexy thing to click fish, you know?
Well, no.
That they weren't thinking practically. This is my point. Mm. These people, they just fill out a survey. They don't care about us. They don't care about truth.
These people. If you're listening, come on.
Come on. Together. Butterfly.
Ah.
Butterfly was 17th in one of them.
Really?
Then we've got fox and giraffe.
Butterfly?
Butterfly a bit specific for me.
Can I throw it back in?
Yeah.
What's it called? What's it called? Eight legs.
Spider.
Spider. I just forgot
Whoa.
It.
Whoa. Spider came last.
I can't
but
believe
again,
that.
Dude, it's just people saying the ones they like. These people are biased people. That's why we're here. That's why the politicians exist. It's because they can make decisions and they can see
garbage.
Bias amongst the population.
It's like Spider is so famous.
Yeah. Spiders in.
People talk about spiders with fear, like so much fear. Look what they did with them in Harry Potter. Like people have phobias about spiders.
Yes, totally.
It's a famous
not even
phobia.
And everyone knows it's like one of the most famous phobias. You're right. That is probably the most famous phobia.
And how often are people scared of spiders? Like they're trying to prevent from having spiders. People have nightmares about waking up with spiders near them. I really think spider deserves
a little
place.
Bit. I suppose, they come into the home. If you think about all these animals, two have been domesticated. I suppose mice have as well. And they're in the home consensually. But I suppose this is like one of the main ones. Snakes to some degree, but much more so spiders. They enter the home non-consensually, which is very scary.
And that's, we don't stand for that. So
it could be in your house. It's like all these others are theoretical. They're out there. They're on TV. They're kind of in Africa or something. This one, it could be near you.
And it's so evil that it hasn't ever been depicted like in a kid's book. Do you know what I mean?
Incy Wincy.
Oh, I take it back. I loved Incy Wincy.
Incy Wincy Spider went up the water pipe.
Mm.
Also Charlotte's
Without
Web.
Without consent. Charlotte's Web. Oh, how wrong I was.
Mm.
Also, but that kind of... whatever, it's a villain, but also it's got this soft side.
Yeah.
It's been represented a lot in popular culture.
Man, spider's in. Spider's in for sure. Great call. So where's that? 16.
Unless you want... if you want to drop lion down to 17, I could put it at 16.
No, come on.
Okay, so it goes in at 17.
Yep.
And then kind of with the data, I'm kind of thinking we should at least, it warrants a discussion. I'm not passionate about it. Rabbit.
Wow. I like rabbit. It's iconic. It's iconic. Oh, this is fantastic. This feels really good,
bunny,
dude.
Like the Easter
We've
bunny.
Really done well
the
here.
The bunny rabbit.
So then we go rabbit.
Carrots.
Which is like so cute. And they're like associated with magic and magicians. And they're always appearing. And they're kind of, they're running around. Mm. Oh my God. They're in like Alice in Wonderland.
Dude. Yeah.
But they're
Bugs
cute.
Bunny.
Bugs Bunny. Oh my God. They're getting laughs.
They have sex to say. They root like a rabbit.
Yeah, totally.
Rabbit-proof
yeah, they're a
fence.
Bit pests.
We had to put a. I mean, they're a huge pest. We had to put a fence up.
Yeah. So then we go into what?
And rabbit Whale? Is international. National.
I think so. I mean, this. No, is the it thing. Is. You like, worry about being too Western or something in
well,
some ways.
Well, maybe we're a bit Western. I mean, I know it's popping around Europe. That's for
yep.
sure.
What about rat?
Oh no.
Nah, rabbit's over rat.
Rat.
That's weird.
Rat is no. Hang on. Rat is. It's very close to mouse. It's nah. everywhere. Rat. Is huge.
Yeah, but they're just so shit.
But they're famous.
Yeah, mate, but they're just famous. So shit. And it's back to the creative thing. It's like, do we have to? Fuck rat.
Okay,
it's just so too similar to mouse.
Can
man.
I
It's
go
like the gorilla
the
of the monkey.
11, monkey. 12, bee. 13, bear. 14, elephant. 15, dolphin. 16, lion. 17, spider. 18, rabbit. 19, kangaroo. 20, the big blob whale.
I reckon that's pretty good, man.
I think it's really good. And then I want to say special, I'm going to do a special mentions. Rat, I feel strongly about rat.
Yeah, let's go to 30.
No, dude. I have to go if we can't do it to 30.
You got in an argument at one barbecue and you're like, this is going to be the most delightful listen.
Was this
let's
bad?
Let's double down on something that worked
was
organically
bad,
the first time.
A bad podcast?
Oh, look, you know, it is what it is. We've got to give them what they want.
The time
We've
got flew. To
give them the answers.
The time
not,
flew.
Not many laughs.
No, it was
but
quite,
a few answers.
Quite a serious discussion.
but this is what I was doing before, and I'm looking at this Excel spreadsheet. I'm like, I don't really have any joke ideas about any of these 11 through 20, but I do have a lot of data about what people have said about the rankings. So I'm like, this is going to be like a report.
This
exactly
was a report.
What I thought it was going to be. It was like a report.
So should I go over them one more time and then this is it? It's over?
Yep.
Do I go the top 20 in total?
Yep, let's do it.
Okay, number one, dog. Number two, cat. Number three, cow. Number four, horse. Bird comes in at 5. 6 is fish. Mouse is at 7th. 8th is snake. Number 9 is pig. 10 is sheep. 11 is monkey. 12 is the bee. 13 is bear. 14, elephant. Dolphin at 15. Lion at 16. 17 is the spider, which I'm happy it made the list. Number 18 is rabbit. 19 is the bloody Aussie kangaroo. And number 20 is whale.
Wow. So, before we go, I'd like to, I suppose, do one more thing because I think we had quite a neat, quite an elegant explanation for the different categories in the top 10.
Oh, yes.
And
yes,
I'd
yes,
like
yes.
to do something similar for 11, the next 10.
Yes.
I've already kind of put monkey in a unique category where I think it's like the humanoid one.
The
so
humanoid.
It's our first humanoid. It reminds us. It's the link between us and animals. Then we've got bee, obviously there representing insects.
Insects and the working class, I think.
And the working class, exactly.
Yes.
Also, I think you made a great point earlier that it kind of has a bit of a villainous
Absolutely,
edge.
Absolutely, yeah.
Which we kind of like and respect about it
which
as well.
Which the working class do as well, by the way. Do you know what I mean? Like often they're the
totally,
working
yeah,
class.
Yeah, like a bit of a, yeah.
But often
yeah, don't fuck with me kind
yeah,
of thing.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, that's cool.
It's really
we like
cool.
that. But also kind of, you know, that kind of edge working class, you associate that with someone who, you know, like works hard but kind of gets into some fights on the weekend or something.
Yeah, but they're doing
bees
it all for their queen.
Bees are pretty addicted to work, I think. I don't know how many
yeah,
fights.
Like, I don't know. Yeah,
they're a very good worker. So need, you could argue that they're kind of like a capitalist dream. You could argue that they're the worst representation of the working class
I know you don't
the working
like
class could ever dream
bee,
of.
But I think everyone has settled. It's been very much decided that we love bees. Okay.
Now so. I'm trying to argue that they're kind of like a it's like a right-wing choice. Oh, that's what you think the working class should
oh,
be.
Oh, okay,
it's just
yeah, right.
like serving the queen like a slave.
Yeah.
Very interesting,
no,
Sam.
No, 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 not at all. It's like having morals and something bigger than yourself, something you wouldn't know about, Tom.
I hate anything bigger than myself. When we get to the whale, I'll double down on that. So then we've got bear. Bear and elephant, I think, are in the same category
yes.
of like rare but famous.
Famous.
They're almost like Hollywood superstars, these
they
ones.
They are.
I'm going to put dolphin in this category as well. We've got bear, elephant, dolphin, and lion. I think we've got four Hollywood superstars there.
Yes.
Like gorgeous to look at, very distinctive, very famous, but they're not part of your day-to-day like some of these ones in the top 10. So that's why they've been pushed down there, because we don't want to be, you know, we want to have respect for the worker. We want to have respect for the pig or the sheep that's kind of serving humanity. And the appropriate place for these kind of Hollywood superstars is around here.
These are like, I feel like your George Clooney's of animals, maybe. Your Margot Robbie's, your Leonardo DiCaprio type. Like, we're talking high-end A-listers.
100%.
But not working as much
as
other kind of actors,
I guess. It'd be like if they were kind of...
content.
Yeah, they're in like the big movies, like that you see once a year.
Mm.
But these other animals in the top 10... they're actually kind of live. You're seeing them live. You're seeing them at
Absolutely.
Not just zoos, but in the world.
Yes, for sure.
So then we go on to spider. This is the opposite. The spider is in your home.
Yeah.
So they're there just through night in, night out, commitment to getting close to you physically.
They like it. They really
and
like it.
They like it. We hate
Sometimes
it.
Sometimes they just perch on the roof just above you. You don't
Remember
even know
me?
They're there.
Exactly. You don't see George Clooney
no.
at the end of your bed, even though a lot of you
that.
Wish you would.
Ooh. Ooh,
so ooh. Then spider is there as also obviously another like a resurgent villain and a representation, I suppose, of arachnids kind of.
Yeah.
Then we've got rabbit.
Mm.
Rabbit is kind of in that pet category that has dog, cat, mouse. And then I suppose rabbit is kind of the fourth one. But it's also out there in the wild. It kind of straddles pet. And kind of just cute.
Yeah. And also one of the most represented media animals, I think.
Yeah.
As well.
100%.
Yeah. So it's done,
it kind of represents
kind of
something
media.
As well. Not only sex, but some sort of purity.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think
And it's
so.
Just fucking cute, let's be honest.
It's just a cute.
It's just one of those little cute guys. It's kind of like a mouse, a bit less distinctive, I suppose.
And people ate it for years as well.
Yeah, true. It goes back, particularly in Europe maybe, but like still very famous. Then we've got kangaroo.
Yeah.
I would put kangaroo as kind of like the bottom of those A-listers. It's in that similar category worldwide.
Yeah.
It's like an A-lister. Not quite, obviously, as famous as your lion, your dolphin.
Yeah.
But it's like Hugh Jackman or something.
Hugh Jackman, well, he's a kind of an A-lister, maybe.
Well, he is,
maybe
exactly. But he's not top. He's not like
he's
Brad
not
Pitt.
Top.
But he's right there. And Australia's right there. And that was our original point.
Yeah.
Australia is right there in the A-list of animals game.
Yeah.
Not top.
No, you're right.
But like fucking close to top, right? And that's why kangaroo's there. And then whale... just merely on size. And elephant, we talked about this as being linked to elephant. It's just the awe factor.
Big.
It's just size.
You can't
it's doing
deny
nothing other than just floating around
it's
and making noises that people pretend to find entertaining or beautiful. But like shout out for being the
biggest
thing.
Shout out for being big. And to just put it in human terms, like when you see a tall guy, they are somewhat famous in a moment. That a tall guy walks in the room, everyone's like, geez, they're big. They're big. And
totally.
That is something and it should be recognized.
Totally. When you see a cute guy, a gorgeous guy,
and
they're like the Hollywood actor.
Totally.
When you see a tiny guy, you're like, wow.
Oh,
when you see the biggest guy you've ever seen, you're like holy moly.
Yeah.
These need to be
respected. Absolutely.
When you see an evil guy who kills, this like the spider and the snake, that's like a serial killer.
Yeah, exactly.
They're on the news, though. They're in the newspaper.
And people have a weird obsession with them, and we respect that.
Exactly. They're famous, whether you like it or not. Mm.
Yeah.
So I love that metaphor of the humans. And whereas, dog and cat, that's your friend. They're in your
best
in your life day
best
to day.
Mate. Part of your family.
Yeah, maybe, next time should we rank like types of guys, like best friend and then cousin number
rank
two.
The types of fellas.
Dad's number three. Oh, cousin beat out dad.
Dad's mate. That would be great.
All right.
Okay, we did it. Okay. Do you think that's unlistenable?
Borderline.
A podcast has changed my life.
Yes, nice to be back.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.